listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right. First of all, I want to mention this real quick. We were eating Hog Wild Barbecue. They prepare their own turkeys and hams for you for Thanksgiving.
They're bomb.
Pre-order at the Hog Wild. Pick up day before Thanksgiving. They run out every year, and they are the bomb. We get them every year. Yeah, turkeys and hams.
The smoked turkeys.
From Hog Wild, in case you don't want to do your own cooking.
Excellent.
Man, or you want more food.
And it's got all the cooking, like the preparation instructions with it. You can't screw it up. It's so easy and delicious.
Yeah, you definitely can't screw it up. Even I didn't screw it up. All right.
Got a little mascot-related correspondence here.
More feeling up stuff?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Robert wants to tell us to get it right. Elsa's a queen, and Pusha to help us out on this. Not a princess. Anna is the princess in Frozen. I hear this from my 2-year-old all the time. Yep. Get it right, Daddy.
It's been a good 3 or 4 years since I've seen Frozen, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
Yeah. She kind of got over that one.
Oh, and then the mascot for the AAA affiliate of the Omaha Royals.
That was just one of the guys in it. We knew another guy was in
the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, really? What?
The guy that wrote earlier.
Was Kansas City Royals?
No. It's the Omaha Storm Chasers. He said, guys get upset when they hear a dude's voice, when they whisper to him. But he says, as a bonus, I got to sign boobs.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Nice.
That's freaky, man.
Nice.
Yeah. I bet you he was like a high school kid. Because I looked at his profile.
Yeah, that guy
looks really young.
We're talking about a different dude. We know that did that for years.
He was a mascot years ago. Yeah. He was probably still in high school. And let's see. I was 14. This is from Mike. We were on a family vacation to Disneyland, and I was felt up and groped by whoever the person was wearing the Minnie Mouse costume while posing for a picture.
Was she a 14-year-old girl?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone else thought it was hilarious. Myself, not so much.
Damn.
If it was a chick,
just laughing.
Probably would have liked it.
He's haunted for life.
God.
Yeah. She grabbed my crotch.
And then we're reminded of, God, when did this happen? This is an Omaha incident at Red Robin. Oh my God.
Yeah,
Council President.
Right. The famous.
Man, I forgot about
that. Don't say that dude's name.
No.
That's an old school story. And we were a local show at the time, and we just went off on that dude. And I didn't, that's just leave that guy alone. He's probably just some old dude sitting somewhere.
Just trying to be in peace.
Yeah. I think he was an old dude at the time.
Well, kind of. He's been around a long time.
Was he playing grab ass or just making inappropriate comments?
No, he was,
It was an inappropriate grabbing of a Red Robin mascot, and that's an old school story.
There were people
story.
Backing him, too. I couldn't believe makes sense, actually.
I want to see someone try to grope Mike the Tiger. At the LSU Alabama game,
that's real.
Or Bebo,
that's real.
Bebo.
Yeah,
Bebo.
Does Mike make the trips? Does he make road trips?
I don't know.
Because I went down to it was ASU in Georgia, and they brought the Ugga along, and Ugga didn't really like the desert.
A little easier probably to travel a dog than a tiger.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, taking the tiger on the road trip presents some problems.
But some of those mascots, college football mascots, I know the Penn State Lion does it, gets passed the whole way up the stands. Can you imagine what's being grabbed the whole time? You're passed the whole way up the stands.
Now, this is a guy in a costume, not an actual lion,
A guy. Yeah, the lion would bite your hands.
Yeah.
A guy in a costume gets passed the whole way up the stands at Penn State. That means every other hand's reaching around his ass or his balls, basically.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he does it.
Does Navy do that with their, don't they have a goat?
The goat?
Yeah.
They do have a goat, don't they?
I think he's Bill.
They pass a large goat up the stands.
Baylor, they had a bear, black bear, that was so drugged up, I just wanted to go hug it.
Yeah.
I know, Craig, at one time, I don't know if they have it anymore, but there was a live mascot for the University of Arkansas. It was a hog.
But you usually, it's Mr. Hall.
Not a fully mature one, because they're big and they'll hurt you. But he was Tusk, and I don't know if Tusk still appears at games or not.
I'm not familiar. But they would keep him in a cage and not run him through the field as they entered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have hog wranglers.
Florida State has, I don't know.
These are real mascots, so Tusk.
Name of the horse.
Yeah.
Real animal mascots. Yeah. Traveler, I think, is USC's horse.
Hmm. Apparently, Tusk does still exist, although it is Tusk 5 at this point.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, since 94.
How many Uggas have there been?
7 or so, is it?
Yeah. They bury them in the yard, too. They bury them right there in the stands.
Yeah.
Over by the
right
hedge,
in the hedge.
Right?
Between the hedges.
Yeah. Bury it in the yard, get a new one. Ugga.
Six. No, no, wait. No, no, they're up to 10 now.
Right.
10 uggas.
So don't molest.
Well, don't feel up, yeah. Ariel, and don't grab a real live mascot.
Yeah. Animal or human.
Sad thing is, people are more likely to grab the human mascots than to do something wrong to a pet,
to an actual animal.
You know what I mean? They'll do something wrong to another human being, right. But they won't do it to just some dumb Bevo who's standing there
the
waiting for his next shot.
May retaliate.
Right. So dumb.
It was. Which came first? Bourbon or the Louvre?
Oh, we can play which came first a long time.
The Louvre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which came first? Bourbon, first distilled from corn by Reverend Elijah Craig in Bourbon County, Kentucky.
No relation.
Or the world famous Louvre Museum in Paris.
The actual building, the Louvre.
Yeah, the Louvre.
Man, I want to see the Louvre too. Just stick with my first guess, I guess.
Just because France has been there longer.
Right. But the museum might not have been around
as long as
the actual stuff in
it. Just playing the odds.
Yeah. I'll go with the Louvre.
I'll go with the Louvre too.
The Louvre was opened for the first time in 1793 on this date.
Well.
And it was on this date in 1789.
Oh,
damn it.
Bourbon wins.
Bourbon whiskey was first distilled from
corn.
By the Reverend Elijah Craig in Bourbon County, Kentucky.
All right. We lost.
Oh, so that
I don't mind losing the whiskey, though. I've lost a whiskey a few times.
Right.
Every time.
Pretty much every time.
When did Kentucky become Kentucky?
That's really not part of the question here.
Well, it's part of my question.
Yeah. Yeah.
1792.
There you go.
Soon after they figured out bourbon was there. We might as well stay here and make a state out of it. We're making bourbon.
Right.
They got a good thing going down here. Exactly. Let's give them a statehood.
Yes. I want to stay near the bourbon factory.
Well, they had already cleared all the natives out.
Right.
That's how we got America.
Right.
By shooing them out.
Yeah, bourbon and gunpowder.
Right, in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new Harris poll has come up with our least favorite Thanksgiving foods.
This is like...
I've never eaten a canned cranberry crab.
Right.
I just can't do it. I can drink cranberry juice and vodka all damn day long, but just cranberry by itself, I don't. That's the only
canned
thing I don't eat.
Canned cranberry is the...
it's gotta be one.
It's the candy corn of Thanksgiving.
See, I think it's got a low-rent kind of appeal to it. I like to have a little bit of it.
I never like the taste of it. That's my problem. I just don't like the taste of cranberry, that kind of cranberry. You throw vodka in a drink, I'll drink it, yeah.
I will be honest, I probably avoid actual cranberry sauce more than I do the canned stuff.
Okay.
America's least favorite Thanksgiving food? Canned cranberry sauce.
Yeah!
Of course.
I knew we were right there.
There's not much else to hate at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
really? 29% of people hate the canned cranberry sauce.
Right.
24% of people hate the green bean casserole.
Well, you're just wrong.
Yeah. Well, what if I told you, shut up?
See?
I put that in there today. I wanted to use that for a good spot, and that was it.
I might go for that before the turkey.
I don't know why that amuses me so much.
What if I told you?
it means nothing.
I could do without any casserole, for that matter.
Oh, I love casserole.
You like the green bean casserole?
I like green beans.
Scalloped corn.
Just give me a nice side of veggies.
Sweet potatoes, sweet potato casserole at number three on the list.
I'm not a big sweet potato fan.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I'll avoid
it. I like it as dessert.
Classic Thanksgiving foods that people don't like. And then 21% don't care for pumpkin pie.
Again.
Yeah, you got to have pumpkin
pie. Again, Tyler.
Really?
That's where you hit that button again.
Well, what if I told you, shut up?
It's a great delivery device for whipped cream.
I don't know what gives me the heartburn in pumpkin pie. It might be the nutmeg, but I still like it. I'll eat it and suffer.
And 19% of us say that the classic Thanksgiving food that we dislike but eat it anyway because of tradition, turkey.
Wow.
Well, it's got to be done right.
What's no, that guy have to say well, about
not if it's a hog wild turkey.
People who don't like turkey.
Yeah, that's...
I would tell...
I got another one
this
for
is
that.
What I got to say to people who don't like turkey.
Shut the...
There you go.
But turkey, I will give you this. Turkey is one of those things that if it's not done right, if it's dry.
Yeah, but if it's dry, you just throw a bunch of gravy on that.
You have
to,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You soak it full of gravy and corn and mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Mm. Talking about, that works for anything, by the way.
Yes, it does.
If it's a little dry.
Soak it in gravy.
Soak it in gravy.
Right.
Anything?
Anything.
Yeah,
anything.
All right.
Absolutely anything.
Turkey gravy is, it's pretty good.
You a little dry, right. Craig? And soak in gravy.
And then I'll wipe my toast on you.
Yes. Yes.
As far as the green bean casserole goes,
yes.
Cream of mushroom soup purchases up 59%.
Oh, you got to throw that on there, yeah.
And fried onions up 85% in the 3 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving last year.
I can see Craig soaking in a tub of gravy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah. That's good for your skin.
That's not gravy.
I know. Ken on the email says,
mostly.
I've been to an Arkansas home game before, and the stands are full of live mascots.
Big Suey.
Big Suey.
Razorbacks.
People buy more Cheese Whiz in the 3 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving than any other time of year.
That's great news. Yeah.
And 23% of us don't care for eating the Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, that's the best part.
I like to make a casserole.
I like to make a
bit.
Turkey sandwich out of that.
Oh, yeah.
I get kind of bummed out. Yeah. We got a rotation where when we don't host Thanksgiving, because there's no leftovers.
Yep.
Now, you know, there's a lot of potatoes.
Potato!
Thank you.
Involved in Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Don't say goose.
Yeah. The goose is on the table.
You said it.
I did.
Damn it.
But a popular alternative to potatoes
is cauliflower.
And rice
mashed
is cauliflower.
Yeah,
can't taste
purchases
the difference.
Of the same. Packaged mashed cauliflower and cauliflower rice take a 21% dip in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Because, they want real potatoes.
The real stuff.
Oh, yeah. On that day, I'll eat real potatoes for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potatoes.
But I like the guy. If you spice up the cauliflower good enough.
Yeah. Oh, you throw butter in that cauliflower?
Tastes just like potatoes.
Tastes the same.
Can't
tell
the difference. Pepper it up. Pepper on it,
We throw in some of that soft cheese. That
I eat peck of cheese.
Cheese Whiz.
Laughing cow cheese.
Not Cheese Whiz.
So it's not so runny.
High five.
Yeah. It's a binding agent.
John Paul
at that point, yeah.
Sorry. I couldn't just let that one be. So good.
Maybe a dab of sour cream. Because if you just throw cauliflower in a blender, it turns out kind of runny.
But
so
still.
You got to make it more viscous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yummy.
Try the cauliflower pizza we had the other day? That was good.
I did.
That was great. It was soaked in cheese. Great cheese.
Great cheese.
Great cheese. Exactly.
I eat pecker cheese.
I know you do.
And in spite of that, it was good.
Good binding gauge of that pecker cheese.
Yes.
Okay, we have a follow-up from our trained counseling guy.
Oh, cool. I'll explain real quickly.
We should probably recap.
Yeah.
Guy is in a loveless, Tomless, sexless marriage.
Ew.
Yep.
Has a disabled son.
Yeah. Him and his wife are...
I don't know how
young
long
son.
They've been... Yeah,
they're
young
basically
son.
Caregivers to the son, it sounds like it. I mean, more than just parents.
Do you recall how long they were married?
They said 5 years.
5 years.
So I'm guessing the kid is younger than that.
Been married 5 years, and he's now hanging out with a girl from the softball team. And actually,
that sounds like a high school thing. They both play on rec league softball.
Got it. Okay.
From work, right? I thought they don't work together, do they?
Maybe not. I don't think he mentioned that.
He didn't say that.
Just a rec league.
He didn't say that specifically. They're on the same softball
team. Yeah, rec league thing.
Or she goes and watches them, or whatever. Anyway, they started banging, and now they're actually hanging out in public, and he likes her company and all.
Well, they hung out in public once.
But he doesn't want to leave the marriage because of the son.
She so-tommed him. She actually gave him a rodeo on the way home from the strip club that she was not working at. She was hanging out with him.
I don't know.
So everything about this seems like grass is always greener. It's really, really cool, and he likes this woman sexually. Obviously, things are getting along. And we said, you should leave your woman and be there for your kid. You can do both, probably, but don't leave her just for one girl because that they might not work out either.
All right, here's what he says.
All right, good.
We don't know how high maintenance, the son is.
Yeah, apparently.
But apparently
the guy's own quote was disabled.
He needs a lot of care. All right, he writes, catching up, and the new girl loves kids and has actually met my son.
So how'd you explain that?
Trouble.
Right, went that far. Trouble, I don't think it'd be an issue. Trouble, well, apparently, he doesn't rat.
Kids, he will.
He will.
Wife doesn't listen to you guys.
Good.
Not looking to fall in love or get married at all. I think this has just opened my eyes that I'm not happy in this marriage.
Where are you going to go, though?
There is that.
Where are you going to live? She ain't going to live there.
Right. Mm. We haven't talked about anything, but she seems to like me. My son is not that high maintenance.
Okay.
Just picking up and moving him is hard on the wife.
Well, you can't worry about that.
Well, he has to worry about
the
son first. Yeah. The other gal and all the fun shouldn't matter at all. Just make your decisions on your son,
and then
everything will be fine.
I'm with you on that.
Get out of your crappy marriage if that really sucks.
Yeah. Right.
Just worry about your son, and then everything else will be fine.
Don't leave for the roadies, although they're really nice.
They're great.
Don't leave your son for the roadies.
Right.
That sounds really weird.
No, not
but
at
it
all.
Makes sense here.
It's truth.
Yeah.
It makes sense here.
Yeah, but you're not suggesting you stay in the marriage, are you?
No.
I just said no. Get out of your crappy marriage.
Right.
Just worry about your son.
Right. Worry about your son. That's still number one.
Because then you'll be fine. You'll take care of your son, and then more fun roadies will just happen for you.
Yeah, if you're really committed to the kid, you'll find a way to be there when you need to be there.
Yeah, as Craig says, you just have to be open to roadies.
Open to joy.
I think you might be paraphrasing.
Yeah, well, that to me is...
joy means roadies.
It does.
It's a joyful thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is a synonym for sure.
That's absolutely joy.
Yeah, damn. Get out of the... Yeah.
Going over an email here from a lady. Got to hear part of the story. Let's see, the son with a disability, getting strange, but he needs a woman advice, so here it is. Don't try to change your relationship right now.
Relations.
Just have fun. I assume he's talking about the new girl. Let the newness of the strange even out before making any changes.
Yes. Beautiful.
There it is.
Yeah, she grinded on him at a strip club, and then he got in a truck and drove home, I'm guessing, and it was brand new and sexy. Yeah, that's a fantasy world that won't exist forever.
Yeah, poof.
Right.
Just like that, you're standing there with nothing. I said nothing.
Right. Nothing in your hand.
Yeah, but it sounds like he realizes that even if that happens, that's better than being in an unhappy marriage.
Let's hope so. But
that's the bottom line.
But Petey was right. Take care of the kid first, and everything else will follow.
Worry about
your son.
Yeah. Then when you're a couple months in, ask her what she wants from the relationship. How old is she? That's a good question. Has she ever been married? Does she have kids? I don't think she does.
She doesn't have kids. Yeah. No.
I know because I am them. I have two boys with disabilities who've been through a similar situation.
Well, she got dumped?
Yeah. It sounds like.
Man.
But no, he's got to make himself happy. First and foremost. That'll make you a better dad.
Yeah. Make himself happy. Take care of your son.
No, I think he's got to think about his son first, no matter what. His son first. That doesn't mean he has to stay with his wife, but his son has to be first.
Right. He's not limited to that.
Right.
Yeah, but don't make decisions based on the roadie.
No, because you make bad decisions then.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is great. I could commute like this every day.
Well, and then it's over.
It ain't going to be every day.
Yeah, you aren't going to get a lap dance every day.
No, you're not. Not from your lady. Took him home from work. Honey, can you grind that on my crotch here?
You know what sounds good?
No, I can't.
Turn on some Metallica.
I can't. Real world.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.